It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM. Kia ora, Sam.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. We've actually been sitting here for ages, but
just yarning,
getting to know
having
each other.
A coffee.
Yeah, just hanging out.
Hey, well, what have you brought up for us this morning?
So I watched Bonding last night, all of it.
You watched all of it last night?
This is
so funny because I said to Rachel yesterday, I was like, I feel like Sam's going to watch whatever he's watching. He's going to binge watch it all tonight. I said that, hey.
You did say that.
I was a bit sick yesterday, so that's what I did.
Nice.
But it's also only 7 episodes long, and the episodes are only 15 minutes.
Awesome.
Because Netflix is doing this new thing with its TV shows and its original properties where the first seasons are really small, insular, short vignettes as opposed to actual episodes, I think.
Right.
The one I reviewed 2 weeks ago, Special, which had like episodes that range from 9 minutes to 20 minutes at most.
Mm.
And it was only like 10 episodes.
Was the robots?
Oh, and like Love, Sexy Robots. That's like also kind of like the long vignette style as opposed to a full realised episode structure that you just see on TV.
It's kind of like they're doing like sort of series long pilots of things as well, to kind of like test the waters a wee bit. Yeah,
that's what I think it is, because this and Special felt really similar. I'll describe the TV show first. Bonding is a show about Tiff and her best gay pal Pete, who are both living in New York, and they're kind of estranged but not super estranged, and she hires him to help her with her dominatrix work. And it really focuses on how being a dominatrix isn't being a prostitute, but also neither is a bad or good thing. It's just a career that people do, and sex work is one of the longest industries in human history, so it's trying to reduce lots of that stigma and really normalize people having less than traditional sexual appetites, I guess is how it would be described. But it feels really the same as Special to me, and I really enjoyed Special because I was a gay man and I found it like spoke to me thematically.
Do you want to remind us what Special is about briefly?
Special is about this guy, I can't remember his name now, but he basically in like 2003, 2004, when the big like think pieces were huge on the internet, like Idealog and stuff maybe that's not what I'm talking about. No, Thought Catalog? That's one of those kind of names.
All of those things with like brain, thought, thinking stuff in the title.
So this guy got really popular because he wrote a story about getting hit by a car and it blew up on the website he was working for.
Mm.
But in reality, he was actually had cerebral palsy, but like really mildly.
Mm.
So he basically like hit his whole cerebral palsy with this car crash thing. And then he was also gay, and he was thinking of being gay and disabled. And the whole rigmarole around that, and it basically is like his story on that part. So they're very similar, not in the way that they deal with things, but I think Netflix is being super cheeky.
Right.
And this is what I want to get into. I think Netflix is being a conspiracy theory kind of like...
conspiracy theory corner over here.
Yeah. I think they're giving really small budgets to really talented creators to try and make them a really short first season.
Mm.
And if it goes well and viral, then they'll get behind it, actually.
Okay. Ah. Right.
So are you feeling like when you watch these that they're small budget shows?
Like very much like three sets, very much like no-name actors, very small casts.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really good. I really enjoyed it. I didn't love it. It's not the best TV show of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even the 10th best TV show of the year.
Yep.
It's just like a TV show you can binge watch under 3 hours and has some kind of fun moments. I really liked all the actors, even though the characters were meant to be super annoying.
I really
liked them and their chemistry.
That's good. That's the good sell, I think. If you've got unlikable characters with good actors that can make them stick with you, even if it's, as you're saying, not even the most amazing TV show you've ever seen. That helps, I reckon. Helps
and
a lot.
And also, sometimes it's good to have like a TV show that you're going to enjoy but isn't going to distract you from your daily activities like other TV shows will do. So if you want to go home, you've had a long day at uni or work and you want to escape into a TV show, maybe something like this is good, because then you don't wake up the next day and be like, I can't wait to get back to watching.
I need to finish the next episode. I watched two, like I'm all
sometimes
good.
Sometimes it's nice to be able to be like, I can leave that.
Yeah, because I'm a binger, so like I have to,
I have to do the whole thing.
You're invested. Yeah.
That's the kind of thing, because I review a new show every week that I just have to rinse a whole TV show or else I don't ever finish anything. Like, there's shows that I love that I still haven't finished.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
So Zoe Levin plays Tiff. Brendan something or other, he's just this ginger dude. He plays Pete. We've talked about gingers before on the show. Let's not bring it back up.
Sarah's yelling in the background.
And then Kevin Kane What's his name? Oh, Micah Stock. Now, here's my absolute favourite character. He plays Doug, who's this, like, really straight, blubbering idiot, who has, like a romance thing with Tiff, who's... They go to uni together.
Tiff's the main character, Dominatrix.
The bondage, Dominatrix, yeah. And he's really swing and I really like him. I just want to hold him, even though he's, like, a massive idiot. And she's so mean to him because she is obviously, like, this... She's described as a steel flower. So, like, beautiful but hard.
Oh,
I like that.
Steel flower. That's the best way of describing, like, how the show talks. It's like, yeah.
Bit of vocal fry going on.
Yeah, you know? But she's really lovely to him eventually, and I really like that. And Pete sucks, but he's meant to suck, and that's fine.
That's fine.
He's meant to be the struggling stand-up comedian who's just, you know, not getting it done, and you're like, come on, bro.
Oh, no.
But there are some great scenes in the show, like... he wrestles someone in a penguin suit.
Wow.
Second episode, he pees on someone.
Are we talking about
someone.
A penguin suit, like a tuxedo, or are we talking about a literal penguin costume?
So he goes to the pink room, and
You can imagine what
the pink room is. Yeah, it's a show about dominatrix.
We got you.
And there's a guy standing there in a penguin suit, and he's like, where's Mistress May, which is Tiff's alter ego.
Yeah.
And Pete's like, I don't know. And he goes, put on the penguin suit. and then they just wrestle as penguins for a bit. It's really weird, but it's really fun to watch.
It sounds very millennial zeitgeist vibes, but I kind of like the sound of that.
Super enjoyable, but it's just also just a TV show.
Exactly.
So I like that you've planted your conspiracy and now we can see how this unfolds.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to call it now. Every month there'll be a new Netflix show that only has like 15-minute episodes and there'll be like 7 to 10 episodes and they'll be low budget looking as hell.
Okay.
And then if they're good, they'll be on next year.
You heard it here first, guys.
Sarah's just showed Sam a little note.
Sarah's not, just Rachel blown up my conspiracy theory some more.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it more next week.
I can see it like bubbling inside of you.
I just got really excited.
Yeah.
All right, stay tuned for more conspiracy theory.
So is this what you're
going
to be talking about next week?
Sam Sinnott's Conspiracy Corner.
Oh, no.
We need to change the sting.
No. but I'll see you all next week. I'm going to do Chambers, the other Netflix TV show.
No, it looks so scary.
I know, but you know how much I love Haunting of Hill House, so I've got to watch it.
No, I can't even watch the trailer. We talked about this last week. I can't do it.
This is good, guys. But this is good though, Tess, because Sam can just explain it to us and then we don't have to watch it.
I'm going to have to sit it out.
Join in the conversations at parties anyway.
We're going to get spooky, okay, guys. See you all next week.
Hey, thanks, Sam.
No worries.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
It certainly was. I think I'm going to go home and binge watch that.